Dat Nguyen is a name that's very familiar around here, a Texas A&M legend, a Dallas Cowboy linebacker. But the reason we're talking to you right now, you played under Bill Parcells. Well, what's that got to do with the Houston Texans? Well, Bill Parcells, obviously a coach when Bill Belichick was an assistant. Bill O'Brien was an assistant for Belichick. You see some similarities out here with Romeo Crennel's defense, don't you?
Yes, I do. And it's very basic. If you think about the 3-4 defense and the 2-gap defense, many people don't do it no more. But what Bill Parcells did with us is very similar to what Romeo is doing now.
How big a switch do you think this is? Because they were in a 3-4 before, but it's like you have a Ford Escape, a Ford Explorer, John Harris came up with that. Well, what's the difference?
Well, it's not a big – I don't think it's a big difference just because they got the personnel. Yeah. You got your edge rushers. It's not like you're coming from a 3-4 – a 4-3-2, a 3-4. You come from a 3-4, really, an under-front 3-4 to what it is now, a 2-gap defense. But you have the personnel. You got guys that can get to the quarterback. You got guys that can set the edge. And you got big linebackers inside that can take on the guards.
You know, it was fun standing next to you during 7-on-7s because we could name a segment. It's called Dat Chatter. I mean, you're basically telegraphing what the play is going to be, and you're talking about it. But you were really, really impressed with Jadeveon Clowney and his quickness, aren't you?
It's unbelievable. He flashes, and it's kind of funny you said that because it was a play that he got sucked in. And he got, I got to recover. He forgot he thought it was a run. It was a run fake, and he got caught in the run fake. And then he came out, and he covered so much ground. But he reminds me so much. When I was with the Cowboys, was a young player, rookie coming in named DeMarcus Ware.
Did all right, didn't he?
He had an okay career, but if there's anything that similarity, this guy is bigger, stronger, seems like faster than DeMarcus Ware was when he came into the league.
Wow.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, and you pair him up with J.J. Watt. I mean, what does that allow the secondary behind him to do?
Well, that's all ties together. And anytime you got pass rushers and get to the quarterback, J.J. Watt and Jadeveon, those DBs are going to have some success. They're going to have the chance to make a lot of plays, tip balls, or get a break on a late break or an early break or jump on routes. They got a lot of chances to do a lot of good things.
Last thing, Brian Cushing, not out here yet, but they expect him back middle of camp probably, or when he says go time. What does he add to this defense? How much do you like watching him as a former inside linebacker?
I love watching him. I think he's one of those guys that has the it factor as a leader. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different kind of leaders. Leader sets by example. Leader that really doesn't, not vocal. We got vocal leaders. He's one of those vocal leaders. He will go in there and tell you what we have to do. Between the series, between players, I watch games from afar, but I can see how he interacts with players and tell them, hey, this is what's going to happen next, the anticipation. And that's what your leaders is about. He's a quarterback of your defense. He puts you in a position, and he gets one that can pat you in the butt or get on you because he has that respect. So I love watching him play. I'm excited to see him play. And you know, it's unfortunate the last couple of years, but overall, his attitude's been great. I visited with him earlier. So he's going to be okay. He brings another dynamic because he can't pass rush from the inside, which a lot of inside linebackers in the 3-4 can't pass rush, and he can.
Hey, how special is it getting to reunite with Aggie punter and Texan punter Shane Leckler?
It's always great to see Shane. And what's an amazing story about Shane is that, I don't know if he shared with you guys yet, about how R.C. Slocum told him. He was a kid out of East Bernard, played linebacker, was a quarterback. He was going to be a backup quarterback at A&M, and I do punting. And R.C. came up to him one day and said, hey, you want to have a career in the NFL? You might want to try punting and stay at punting. And now, 16 years later, he's still doing it. It's an amazing story, but... He's done unbelievably in his career, but he's a better person than he is as a football player in my mind.
All right, Dat, we'll travel safely back to San Antonio because if you didn't know it, Dat's on the radio. You guys, you and Jason, having a lot of fun, aren't you?
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun, especially covering the Texans. And it's great. The fan base is great down there in San Antonio. And, it's fun. We can't wait for a better year this year. We're looking forward to it. It seems like we're heading in the right direction.
Dat Nguyen of ESPN Radio San Antonio, thanks so much for the time,
Thank
man.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it.